This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Hey guys, want to always be super hard and ready to go? I mean, not one guy said no, right? And that's why you need to check out Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable tablet at a tiny fraction of the cost. And the good news is the process to get it is super simple. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical professionals, and once you're approved, you're going to get your script. No having to go to the doctor's office, no looking some weird dude in the face, no awkward combos, and no waiting in line. Your prescription is going to be delivered right to your door in a discreet package. Never tried it? Wondering if it really works? Don't think you need it? Don't worry. You're going to get to try it for free for a whole month because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. I've got a special deal for my listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use my code STRICTLYANON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code STRICTLYANON to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And I thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I think I'm still on Facebook. I don't really go there. So if you want to be on the show, don't DM me on Facebook. Don't even DM me on Instagram. What you should do, the quickest way to be able to be on the show, is to send me an email. You could either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Give me a little information about what you want to talk about. I want to do some episodes that aren't so X-rated. So if you're just looking for regular advice for a regular problem, I'm down to tape a couple episodes like that and see how that goes. I'm not going to stop producing my sex content. Don't worry. You're getting more episodes this year than ever. But if I add a bonus episode every now and then, I'd like to talk about regular stuff. So, you know, you're dying to find a boyfriend, but you can, or I don't know, shit like that. It doesn't have to be so salacious, but I love a salacious story. Okay. I still put out 3 or 4 episodes of those a week. So if you have a naughty, interesting life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, and I tell you, everyone remains anonymous on my show, I change everyone's voices, you could be on the show. Like I said, go to my website or email me. All of that information is in the description. I also have a confessions hotline that you could call 24/7, 347-420-3579. You can leave your confession there. Those are becoming episodes. I change all the voices over there as well. They are all aired on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon is a really great place to sign up for just $5 a month. If you join my Patreon, you hear all the anonymous confessions that come in to my show. Plus, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. Plus, you see all of the anonymous pics of all of my female guests, and most of them are effing hot, okay? So you could see those all over there. Plus, the best thing about my Patreon right now is you get access to my private Discord. There are over 2,000 people on there now. They have Titty Tuesdays going on there. I don't get involved with my Discord. It's more of a community for my listeners to get involved with each other, and they do. You could post whatever you want on there. It's free. You got to go through my Patreon. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Like I said, it's only $5 a month. So today I have on Alex. Alex's short story was like, hey, I was an immigrant who, you know, was a hermit and didn't have any kind of social game at all. And then I became a swinger and a cam guy. And that's exactly the story. He's on the spectrum. He talks about that. He really didn't know how to pick up chicks and he wanted to know. So really his way of figuring it out was going on adult websites, not regular dating sites, like adult websites. And that's where he learned how to have some game. He started camming on there. He started getting hit up by women and couples, and he started banging couples, and he talks about all of that experience, and he had some girls that he hooks up with. Talks about a couple of those experiences. And then eventually he starts swinging and he goes to some hotel takeovers and talks about all that kind of good stuff. And then eventually he was like, oh, and then I took things up a notch and I was wondering where the fuck he was going with that. He was like, I got married. And then eventually he gets married. He tells his girl what he's into. She's down with it. They wind up doing all kinds of things. He kind of glosses over that a little bit towards the end. That's when I start to think, is this guy full of shit? I don't know. I don't think so. But we do go over the fact that him and his wife played. They haven't done it for a while. They're looking to get back into it. But mostly we talk about his journey into the lifestyle and all of his experiences when he was solo. So he did send me pics of him and his wife, or just his wife. It's over on my Patreon. He will be on my Discord if you want to talk to him. The story super interesting. I had one other guy that was like him, like kind of like a virgin type of guy. This guy wasn't a virgin when he started in the cam world, but you know, the story's interesting. So I'm going to be right back on with Alex.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Alex, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, Alex. So I'm going to give the short, very short story, and then you're going to give me the long story because it's really basically like one sentence. You were an immigrant at some point. I thought you were going to call in with an accent, but you don't have an accent. So you called yourself a hermit, and you went from that to being like a swinger and being a cam guy and all that kind of crazy stuff. I don't know what you're doing now. But, you know, how did you get from coming to this country and being like a hermit and then becoming a swinger?
So really, it happened because so when I came to the United States, I came to an area where people like me, people from my home country, were really not common. And I was at that age where kids in certain ages, let's just be honest, kind of assholes. It can be kind of assholes. Mm-hmm. And your initial reaction is just to retreat. I don't want to have anything to do with these people. There's probably some sort of like a trick, or they're going to do something that I'm going to really hate for their amusement, or I'm going to get bullied. The best way to kind of deal with that is to give yourself some space. And that's exactly what I did. I just gave myself a lot of space. There's also the issue that I didn't speak English as well. I knew just enough to kind of get around and express some basic needs that I had, but it took me probably about, you know, 8 months until I actually became fully fluent.
Okay, but how old were you at this time?
I think I was about 13.
Oh my God. How do you go from 13 to swinging? I hope it's nothing illegal.
Oh, no. It took a really long time, because when I say I was a hermit, it was for a really long time. It's from like 13. Like I finished high school without so much as going on a date, because I was just like, I'm not, this is too much. This is overwhelming. So I'm on the spectrum. So there was also that. So it was difficult all around. I just did not feel comfortable for the longest time, and I was really awkward for the longest time. And I ended up, I want to say I was around 20, 21, so I started meeting some people in college. I started going to some of the college parties. I also kind of during when I was in college, I also took up, like, I really got serious about like lifting and like going, like I bought a home gym, and I was pretty religious about hitting that every day just because I liked it. So I started getting into shape. I started getting invited to parties. I started meeting some people, but then I never really knew how to like escalate things. If I was actually interested in somebody, I could carry on a conversation. And when I was growing up, a lot of my friends were girls, so I was totally fine. Like, I was totally fine talking to girls, but at the same time, it's, if I'm actually interested in someone more than a friend, I don't know how to do that. So I found myself very much on the periphery. I want to take it further, but I don't know how. I'm always too shy to progress. So I thought, okay, what can I do where I can practice? But at the same time, if things get problematic, if things get inconvenient, if things get embarrassing, I can just log off and quit and try something else and kind of take my knocks and go. And that's when I discovered adult dating sites.
Okay, so that's where you started. So I'm assuming at this point you're in college, but you're a virgin, right?
So no, I'm actually not, because I did have a couple of experiences where I've actually, like, I've had sex, but I was very much, wait, that's what it is? That doesn't really feel great for either of us. It feels like really awkward. I'm not really sure what I'm doing, and it's very overwhelming. Because again, spectrum, this is not like the best thing ever. And then I also discovered a couple fun things about myself, one of which is that when I get anxious, I have delayed ejaculation, so it takes me forever, and the girls don't like that.
Oh my god, you're pounding them for an hour. Yeah, no girl wants that.
Yeah, no one like, and I'm like noticing, like, I'm raw and numb. This does not feel good. So I don't want to do this anymore. So I'm not a virgin, but at the same time, I feel sort of like I am.
Because you've never really had that experience of loving sex yet. You don't get it still at that point. Like, why is everyone so into it? Because you weren't into it just yet, really.
Exactly. So, like, I know there's got to be something really good, because a lot of people sing praises to it. So obviously I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah. So you go on adult sites because you want to have some action. Which is the site that you go on, or do you go on a bunch of them?
So I went on a bunch of them. I went on the really small one, and I don't remember what it's called. It was like something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, it's long defunct, like it's long gone. But I actually did not necessarily want to hook up immediately. I wanted to spend some time chatting and seeing how other people around me escalate. How do other people do this? So I'm there kind of like as a fly on the wall, looking at chats, participating in chats, trying to see how things go. And I probably spent, I want to say, 6 months to a year just kind of trying to learn. I did meet one person, though, and that was really interesting. So this person, she was a dominatrix who was kind of looking for an assistant to kind of like help her out. And we met a couple times. It was just kind of get to know each other. But this was the first time that I've actually like ever like received nudes or sent nudes. So that was a really interesting experience. I'm learning. I'm picking things up. I'm trying to figure this out. And then after a while, I figured, okay, this site isn't working, so I'm going to go to the big boys. I'm going to go to places like Adult Friend Finder. I'm going to go to places like FetLife. I'm going to where the action actually is. And now I feel like I'm actually more or less ready, except I have a problem. My problem is that, like a lot of guys, I have a certain insecurity.
You're too small. You think you're too small? I mean, are you waiting for me to ask the question? You're going, you're doing good. Just keep going.
So I'm thinking, you know, I'm too small, because the only thing that I know about the sizing is
porn.
From porn. Yeah. And of course they exaggerate. There's a lot of angles. There's certain selection bias. So I'm thinking, I don't know, like, I don't have any reference, any real frame of reference. I don't know what I'm doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I did keep in touch with some people from that first site, and one of them convinced me to get a cam so we can cam with each other. And we did that, and that was fun, but I'm too shy to basically go too far still. And I feel like, okay, this is really holding me back. I feel like I need a little bit of confidence. And so I joined one of the groups that was for exhibitionists, specifically for exhibitionist guys and women who really like to watch them. And so I'm like nervous. I get myself ready for kind of like my first cam show. I'm sweating bullets. My heart's going 600 beats a minute. I am just, I'm like, okay, all right. I think I'm having a heart attack, but I have to do this. Because if I don't do this, if I don't get confidence, if I don't feel like safe in my own body, if I don't feel like I can, if I don't feel like I can show myself, then this nothing's ever going to happen for me. So I get a viewer, or rather a request from a viewer, and we go on cam with each other, and I kind of delay the moment, so I have her a little bit worked up. She's encouraging me, and then I finally strip off. And the feedback that she gives me is amazing. Like, she's very encouraging. She likes what she sees. And I think I go for 3-5 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, this is too much. I'm going to be done.
Hey, guys, do you know that you have a G-spot? That's right. Guys have a G-spot too. And you want to know where it is? It is hidden right underneath your taint. Now, I'm sure most of you know where your taint is, but for those who don't, it's that little tiny, super sensitive strip right between your balls and your asshole. Now, listen, if you stimulate your male G-spot, you're going to have what's called a prostate orgasm. Now, I never had a prostate orgasm because I'm a chick, but the guys who have called into my show who have had them talk about it being the best effing orgasm they've ever had. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint, and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections, and if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com, use code STRICTLY to get 20% off, and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. So that was your first time. A quick question. I got to ask you a quick question just to make sure before we move forward. My one question to you is, should I assume that when you're talking about people, hooking up with people, camming with people, this is always women?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. So we're dealing with women. So that was your first camming experience, just with one girl?
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
And then from there on in, I started to escalate to the point where I'd have up to a dozen people watching at the same time, and almost always women. Sometimes there were guys, and I wouldn't necessarily kick them off, but at the same time, I wouldn't interact with them either.
You weren't into that at all?
No, just It just does nothing for me. No disrespect, just does nothing for me.
That's okay.
But at that point, I'm feeling pretty confident, and I'm starting to get messages from people and basically asking to hook up. So the first people I hooked up with were actually a couple, and they wanted to have a regular. Yeah, they just wanted to have a regular threesome. And I'm like, okay, what? I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to try this. Yes, I'm nervous, but I'm going to try this. And it was actually really great, because they were really nice and they understood that, hey, he's a young guy. He needs a little bit of, he needs a few pointers. He needs a little bit of hand holding. So they were actually like super nice to me. They basically kind of walked me through everything. They made me feel really comfortable. I met them at their house, and they kind of have, they have porn playing on TV, but nothing like too crazy. And we had a nice drink. We had a nice chat. I kind of went to freshen up, make sure I'm like nice and clean and have my breathing under control. And I come out and they're like moving the couch out of the way to give us more room. And she is taking her clothes off. And I'm like, okay, this is good. This is cool. I basically don't have to do anything. They're like ready to go. And part of me is like, okay, so how are we going to start this? And she walks up to me. At this point, she's completely naked. She walks up to me. And she just very gently starts stroking me and kissing me, and she's not in a rush. So I'm like, okay, this is really nice. I can slow down a little bit. This is not crazy. And we just spent a really long time on foreplay, just kissing each other, feeling each other. He was kind of standing by, and he's kissing her while I'm like moving down her stomach and playing with her breasts and starting to finger her and kissing her in her thighs. And he's like trying to give us also space so I can go down on her. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually able for the first time, I'm like really actually going down on a woman. And I was, believe it or not, I was actually able to make her come. And I'm like, okay, I'm on top of the world. This is great. Like I made her, like she's shivering. She's moaning. I'm okay. This is great. This is fantastic. She gives me absolutely wonderful oral. And then she's like, okay, I'm ready. Get a condom on. She kind of pins me down to the couch and she gets on top of me and starts riding me. And I think like with all the foreplay, with how gentle she was, with how we're not hurrying anywhere, we're just enjoying everything. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm enjoying this. This is fantastic. And I still couldn't come. Couldn't to save my life.
Is her husband just there watching? Is that the extent of his participation in that scenario?
So he took turns just watching, but he would also like, if she's going down on me, he was doing doggy style behind. He was doing her doggy. So we were kind of like switching off. So basically classic spit roast.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So yeah. And again, it wasn't too much. I thought it was really cool. And after that, I'm like, okay, I need to start answering these messages and meeting up with people. And I think I ended up meeting somebody else like a month later. Standard date, we met, ate at a restaurant. We went over to her house. She puts on a movie, and then she sits in my lap and starts making out with me. Okay, wonderful. And she's very passionate. And it's kind of a similar setup again.
She's got a husband, or is she solo?
She's divorced.
Okay, so you're just like hooking up with her solo. So this is just like a booty call.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically. And she was extremely passionate. It was kind of a very similar setup where we're just taking a while to kiss and get comfortable and explore. And again, this was another one of those experiences where I was like, okay, wow, this is so great. And then she really surprised me, and she's like, okay, we need to hook up next week. Okay, cool. So now I have a regular thing going, and I didn't even know that was going to be possible for me. And in the same time, I'm also doing the cam shows, and I'm getting more and more messages from people who like want to hook up because they saw the show. Sometimes it's couples. A lot of times it's single women, and I am starting to respond to the messages. I meet a whole bunch of people, but I don't necessarily have sex with all of them because sometimes the chemistry just doesn't necessarily work. And I end up just kind of you know, in this really interesting space where I am just really enjoying the being seen and having that positive feedback and interacting with all these people. And the biggest thing that I did that I think really helped me overall is that I always wanted to know them as people. Like, I was never just like, hey, let's just hook up and go for it. I always wanted to spend a little bit of time at least talking to them or getting to know them. So I actually ended up meeting a lot of couples where the husbands just really wanted to watch their wives and not necessarily participate that much. There was one couple in particular where the husband really, all he did is he just sat and watched and gave me tips.
I mean, that's not bad. He knows his girl.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Imagine I'm just like, just having sex with his wife is pretty much every single position that either of us can think of. And he's like, oh, she really likes it if you touch her here, or she really likes this position, or if you go just a little bit faster like this, she'll come. And I'm just like following his instructions to the letter. Mm-hmm. And she's enjoying herself. I'm enjoying myself. She was so wet. Like, I was soaked. And I'm like, this is amazing. This kind of lifestyle is absolutely amazing. I see why people enjoy sex. I see why people really like this. And at the same time, I'm getting better and better at communicating with people. I feel more and more confident. I feel more and more at ease. And it's doing wonders for my mental health at that point, because that whole, oh, I'm a lonely, insecure hermit, that's all gone.
And you don't even probably think you have a small dick anymore. I mean, do you feel better about your size too at this point?
So, yeah, I mean, turns out that my size was, this is going to sound like I'm bragging, but it turns out that my size was more than adequate. I was, pretty much every woman I've been with summed it up as, it looks challenging, but not intimidating. So I'm like, okay, that's perfect.
Challenging doesn't mean small, that's for sure.
No, that's the thing. I thought I was really small. Turns out, nope, absolutely not.
Oh my God, that's so funny. But wait, why did you think you were small? I mean, what's your size?
So I'm 7 inches and pretty thick.
Oh my God.
And yeah. And I didn't really have a good frame of reference, because see, in porn, they use a bunch of tricks to make a 7-inch dick look like a 9-inch dick.
Right.
So that's always the comparison point. So it turns out that I'm basically hung like the average porn star. Again, sorry for bragging, but it's, but it's true. And so I was like, yeah, I feel really confident. I get a lot of compliments. The lifting is paying off. I look nice and proportionate. I look strong. I look healthy. People want to talk to me. People want to fuck me. I'm like, yeah, this is amazing. This is fantastic.
So you're like banging all these couples. Now, you know, you're young at that point, right? How old are these couples that you're hooking up with?
So I am in my early 20s. And they're in their early 30s.
Oh, so they're young.
Yeah. Everybody's pretty young. I think the oldest, and I would say that it's like 50-50. It's 50% couples, 50% single women. Mm-hmm. And I would say they're all in that kind of range of, I want to say, 28 to 35, 36.
Really? How long ago was this? How old are you now?
So I'm in my late 30s now.
Okay. So this is 10 years ago. 15 years ago, there was like a ton of 30-something-year-old couples looking to have their girl fucked by someone else. I mean, I don't know. I just typically think that these couples are a little bit older.
No, it's like, you're right. It was like the heyday of that. Like, it was becoming like super acceptable for people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
and getting out in the open. So there's a lot of couples that are just like, listen, if we can find someone who's like respectful and looks good, we're going for it. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be there at the right place at the right time and kind of reap the benefits of that. I think probably the oldest person I've ever hooked up with was 42. Mm-hmm. at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was kind of usually my cutoff. After that, people just didn't feel comfortable, because I'm still in my early 20s. They're just like, I got kids going into high school. You could be helping them with their college admission essays, and here I am, trying to fuck you, I just don't feel super comfortable about that. And you know what? I got it. I totally understand. I never pressed on if they felt uncomfortable. And what ended up, and then the other thing that ended up happening is that there was a whole community of people around my city that kind of just, I don't want to say that they just kind of passed each other around among themselves, but they kind of did.
How did you find those people, or did they find you on the site?
So they found me on these sites, and there were a lot of just these chat rooms that they created, and I was part of those chat rooms, and I was there long enough, and I've met with enough of them just platonically or just out, or I would go to these, they would organize these meet and greets where they would play like trivia nights and bars, and I'd show up and we'd have a great time. And then I basically started getting referrals, and there's actually a guy, and I really hope that I have to say this, I really hope he doesn't figure out who he is, but there's a guy who I think that every woman that he tried to like, that he tried to date in that group, he would end up singing my praises to them so much, because he, I guess he liked hanging out with me so much, that they would be like, hey, Alex, where do you live? Just out of curiosity. Also, what are you doing on Friday? Oh, and I have Tuesday free after work. And I'm just like, okay, come on over.
So he passed people on to you. I'm sure he doesn't mind. I'm sure he was doing that to be cool with you if he liked you. Maybe. I mean, people in that scenario typically aren't possessive with who they're banging. He might have got off on the fact that you were fucking women that he fucked. Who knows?
I think that may have been that may have definitely been the case. But yeah, I mean, my calendar was pretty busy. And then there was one particular event where at that point I've just hung out with them basically platonically, just in bars.
What, all these couples in this town? How many couples was it? Like, it was a bunch of people in this one town is what you're saying, or in this one
area? It was a bunch of people. No, it was a pretty big city. So it was a bunch of people.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Via High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Via High Love gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Via also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Via products. And the best part is Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code StrictlyAnon at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code StrictlyAnon at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream gummies.
Okay. So that's a good advantage of doing this in a big city. There's always somebody new. Mm-hmm. And there was one particular person to who the guy was just talking about kind of referred me to, who said, hey, we should hang out this one weekend. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, let's hang out. And she says, come to this hotel. Okay, interesting. But you know what? I'm up for an adventure. I go to the hotel, and turns out it's like a swinger hotel takeover.
Oh, okay, and this is the first time.
Yeah, I had no idea. And within 5 minutes that I'm there, women are like flashing their breasts. This girl who invited me and her friend are in the pool. They have their tops off and they're like, hey, we have 36 double Fs. How many can you hold in both your hands? And the people are like taking pictures and there's people like sizing me up. And I'm like back to like, uh-oh, this is a lot. I don't know if I can handle this. So I ended up kind of sneaking out of there. She was a little disappointed, but I was like, no, this is too much. I'm not quite ready for that.
Too social of an event for you, maybe?
Yeah, it was just too much. At that point, I'm like, it's one thing where you have that atmosphere where you end up hooking up with people after getting to know them. But it's a different thing when you just like come in and people are just like, woohoo, get naked and let's party.
Yeah.
And I was not quite up for that yet. So I had to work my way up to that.
Oh, okay.
I just had to work my way up to that. And then the next time a friend of mine invited me and she was like, listen, I know you weren't super comfortable at the last one. I'll help you through this one. So this friend in particular, I met her because she was watching my camp and she was super shy about talking to me. Like she wanted to talk to me, but she was really shy and really coy. We start talking. And for the longest time, she was like, I really want to hook up with you, but I kind of can't. And then finally, she was like, no, you know what? We need to meet up. We met up. We had just a wonderful, normal discussion. And so we started hooking up after that. And so one of the big things that she told me, she's like, oh, I'm actually like the queen of blowjobs and I'm amazing at this. And I really want you to experience that because, you know, I've been watching you for all this time. And this is like a thing that I really want to do. Okay. Because I've had a lot of claims at this point, but no, she was not exaggerating. I think I was like about 5 seconds into it. I was like, oh, hold on. I was not expecting that. I think I'm about to blow. She was that good. So we start, obviously I'm like, I can't let that pass up. So we started hooking up and she's like, I'm going to help you through your second one. So we go to the second one. I had a much better time. I think people were a little bit less rowdy as well. So it was a lot easier. I would just mostly come in with people in rooms. I dealt with much smaller groups of people. So I think I ended up having a foursome on that one. So that was
cool.
You're
not sure?
So I honestly can't remember. It was a busy night.
Oh my God. Well, you didn't take long to get comfortable with that kind of scenario. So that was your second time going and that time you had a foursome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, like the reason why I kind of wanted to talk about it is because there's a lot of stories of people that I've encountered who talk about, oh, the lifestyle is so challenging and it can do so much harm to people, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that it can. But if you take some of the necessary precautions, if you get to know people before you do anything, it can do wonders, especially if you, like me, had a really low self-esteem or felt like really lonely and out of place. Here's a community of people where you can basically find everything, affection, friendship, really hot sex. Just, mm-hmm. You know, this is kind of like an advertisement for giving this a try. So like if you've ever thought about it, try it out.
Well, I think it's an interesting point of view. I had one other guy that I would compare you with if I had to put you in a category. You'd be with this guy. I forget what his name was. He was an Orthodox Jewish kid who was a virgin, actually, and had no access to the real world. He lived in a very strict religious household. He wound up swinging. And so he could lose his virginity. That was like the only way he could do it. It wasn't going to happen in his world because everyone was super strict and there was a lot of rules and regulations. So he would sneak out and go to swingers club. And that's where he lost his virginity when having all these threesomes and stuff. So I think it's a little bit easier to navigate the lifestyle when you're a solo person. You're not opening up a relationship. You don't have to worry about all the stuff that a couple has to deal with. You're the single guy. I mean, you're kind of lucky that you have been so successful in the lifestyle, because the one thing that would like the one thing I have heard is that a lot of times the single guy is not really that welcomed in the community. Sometimes, you know, that could happen. That could be the worst thing going for you.
Yeah, because they can be really aggressive, and I just wasn't. I just tried to be very nice and kind and respectful, and I immediately found a lot of open arms. So like you said, you know, being a solo guy was fairly easy. So that's when I decided I'm going to take this challenge up a notch.
Oh, my God. Where do you go from there?
Well, I ended up falling in love with somebody who I met.
Oh, okay.
So this is funny enough. This is not a person who I met through the site. This is not a person who I met first date, because there were a couple of people who really wanted to date afterwards. And I actually just dated them in committed relationships. Those unfortunately didn't last. But I ended up meeting somebody just like in a coffee shop on a whim. But the nice part is now I have that confidence and I have that experience to where I know exactly how to escalate. I'm really comfortable with it. So literally one date and we moved in.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we got, and we ended up getting married.
Wow.
So yeah.
You're still together? Are you guys still together?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're still together.
I love that.
And yeah. And we spent probably kind of a year where I was just like, okay, I'm only focused on building this relationship. Nobody else. Like, you guys can talk to me, but I'm not hooking up with anybody. I'm not really actively talking to anybody. I'm just going to spend my time building this relationship. So probably like a year, year and a half in, I started introducing her to my friends from the swinger community. And I'm like, listen, this is just want to explain. This is where I'm kind of coming from. It was a bit of an adjustment for her because she's thinking, oh, I met this cute foreign guy in the coffee shop. And this is very much like a typical thing. And it's, oh, no, this is what he was up to before he met me. Holy crap. But she made the adjustment pretty quickly. And I'm like, are you kind of open to exploring this? And she's like, yeah, if we find the right people, I'm game. Okay, awesome. I hit the jackpot. And we started trying to find other couples. And that was really a challenge because that's when we figured out that trying to make four people's dynamics work is very complicated.
Yeah.
And what would end up happening a lot of times is that I find women who are just really like, okay, yeah, you guys are super cute. I am so down. And her guy would usually do or say something really ridiculous and completely turn her off. I can give you one example. We're with this couple. And they're asking us like what we like to do. So one of the things that we did as a couple is both of us did MMA.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And she's like, oh, that's really cool. And continues to flirt and make small talk. And he's like, yeah. And he turns to, at that time we were married already. So he turns to my wife and goes, oh, well, I'd love to see my head between your thighs or something like that. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't. Like, she acted really cool about it and she laughed it off. But after that, she's, oh, my God, I can't. Why are they also bad at flirting? I was like, I was bad, too. She's like, yeah, but how did they get married? They were supposed to get better. So we explored a lot, but sometimes we'd end up kind of going off on our own, just kind of gave each other whole passes.
Really? Solo play, you banging girls and her banging guys?
Yeah, it turns out that one of the things that I discovered about her early on, and she was pretty open about, so there was an incident where she took me to a party, and there were a lot of people who got really drunk and really rowdy. Like, this was like a really crazy party, and one of her friends tried to make out with me semi-successfully. Mm-hmm. Because I was trying to avoid it just because her normal friends are around. So I'm like, I can't look like I'm too into this. And those friends are horrified. They're like, oh my God, we just witnessed the end of a couple. And they look at, we were not married then, but they look at my wife and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. And she starts laughing. She's like, oh my God, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. and then we come home. She's like, yeah, that's kind of hot. So she was like, it was kind of like we didn't really give each other too many details, but we would always run the people by each other to get each other's opinion of it. And then there was one particular case where there was a girl with who I had a lot of really good chemistry, and my wife is like, okay, yeah, you totally hook up with her. Like, she's cool. She's very cool. Hook up with her. Let me know how it goes. I know she probably got a guy somewhere, so we can hook up with her after that. Okay, awesome. So I go meet up with her. We have a great time. We have lunch. We go to a bar, have some drinks, and she's like, okay, my place is right down the road. Shall we? Yep, we absolutely shall. And as we are having our fun, she decides that it would be, actually, you know what? Maybe she didn't decide. Maybe it was me. I can't remember the exact details. But the bottom line is both of us decide maybe it would be fun to take a little video of her just going down on me. So we took maybe like a minute clip of us going for it, and she did it with gusto. Like, you like, it looked just like it came from a professional porn clip. She got really into it. She had me almost all the way down. I'm moaning in the background because it feels really good. She knows exactly what she's doing. I'm stroking her hair, and it's a really hot clip. And the next day I get a message from people going, hey, cool video. What do you mean cool video? Because I didn't post anything. And my friend, the one who kind of shepherded me through my second swinger party, is like, oh my god, you didn't post a video, did you? I'm like, no, what video is everybody talking about? So I log on, and it turns out that on her profile on that site, she posted the video.
Really?
Yes. And also, it turns out that she was apparently going to meet some guy at the time, and she kind of like bounced him aside, and he was wondering what was going on. So it was a bit of a messy situation. And the reaction of this community that I thought was like, okay, they're really, you know, they're a bunch of really nice people who are really open about stuff, was really kind of weird. They started talking about, they started trying to tabulate my body count and try and take a tally of everyone I've been with. And it was just like, wow, this is a really nasty scene. And my wife gets home from work, and she's like, hey, what's going on? And I tell her what happened. And she's like, she didn't ask you to, like, I didn't think you were going to post any. I'm like, I didn't. She just decided that she was going to do that. And that got her really mad. Mm-hmm. So everybody's mad at everybody. There's way too much drama, and we decide, okay, we're just going to cool everything down for a while. This is just not a good scene. So we kind of close things up, and we've kind of just focused on ourselves until recently. And now we're kind of just thinking about, oh, let's go ahead and try and kind of open things up again. We moved to a different city. There's a different community here. Maybe we should explore this. But for a while, that was one of those things that we were just like, oh, that's not great, because just don't post other people's videos without their consent, really.
Of course. I don't know. That's pretty messed up. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, there were a couple of other things that had happened. One of the things that it was really nice, because generally 99% of the time the community was great, the people were great, but there were a couple of incidents where women are like, some women decided they really didn't like condoms and they wanted to try and get me off guard, where I didn't have a condom on, or I was switching condoms or something like that. That was not fun. So there were some cases where I had to be like, okay, no, this is it. This is done. This is over. This is not safe. I'm not doing this. It's one thing if we're exclusive, or it's one thing if we got tested and we know that we're both clean, but just with random people, this is a terrible, terrible idea. And I'm not.
Let me ask you this, because it sounds like this is like, you know, everything that you guys have been involved in. Like, where are you and your wife at now? Do you still play with people?
Yeah, we haven't really, but we started looking again. We've been having a lot of discussions about, hey, let's open things up again. We really want to try as a couple, because right now I just don't really have a lot of interest in playing by myself, and neither does she. So we've just really kind of been focused on, let's just do these things as a couple. Let's get back into this as a couple and have lots of fun together. Let's try and find people who are maybe a little bit more experienced. Now we're older, so of course our acceptable age is older, so we're hoping like, hey, we're going to be able to find more experienced people who've kind of been through the same thing that we have, who are just like very chill and can just be laid back. So we're kind of on the hunt for some friends with benefits. Hopefully we've come close to a couple of people.
But I don't understand. How long ago did you guys stop playing with people?
I want to say about 5 years.
Okay. Did you play for a long time? You went through your and your wife's hookups pretty fast. I don't know how long that was. Did you have a lot of action? Was it minimal?
So it was fairly minimal because we didn't really do that too often. I would say maybe like a couple times a year. And it was really kind of like when the mood struck us, we weren't really committed. And the reason why the other thing is we were really busy with just really establishing our careers. We're both very ambitious in our work. And for a long time, it was just really just work, 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 career, 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 just really kind of powering through on that. And now that we're in a good place, we can relax, we can have some fun. We're like, okay, let's get back into this because we've had fun here and there. Let's kind of get back into it. Let's try something new.
Will you go to clubs or you just look for people online? How did you meet people before?
So it was mostly online, but there's all these great Reddit communities nowadays. There's all these FetLife communities nowadays. So there's really good ways to meet a whole bunch of people very quickly and get an idea for the community. So that's kind of like our next step. Let's look for some interesting communities around here. Let's go to a couple of events. Let's meet some people. Let's take a gauge. Let's see who we click with and just let things develop naturally. I think the big difference now is that I'm older. I have more patience and I also feel like I'm in a pretty good position. I'm in a really good stable relationship. So I am not in a hurry to get to the action. I want things to take some time. I want to get to know people. I'm more particular about things that I look for. She's also grown more particular in things that she looks for. So we're kind of just, yeah, let's just take it slow. Let's let things develop naturally. Let's not rush it. Let's not push it. Let's just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's kind of an interesting story. I mean, you went from being a hermit solo guy to being kind of a swinger and hooking up with couples. And then you fell in love and somehow you got your wife down. I mean, there was no issues getting her on board with your lifestyle. It doesn't sound like it.
So I would say there were some explanations that I needed to do because I think that she was a little bit intimidated at first because this is not what she expected. But I think just meeting people and seeing that, oh yeah, no, they're just normal people. You can go at your own speed. She started to relax. And then obviously seeing that I can go out and have some fun here and there. And I come back and I'm like, oh yeah, this was fun. But I really just I just love you and I'm with you and nothing's going to change that was very reassuring for her. So she really understands like I can separate the fun from serious feelings. And she was so it took a little bit, but it wasn't very difficult. I think just because she wanted to she's an adventurous person. She wants to try different things. She wants to see different things. So it's pretty easy to get her on board with an adventure as long as you can kind of address her concerns and show her like, yes, this is safe. This is not going to impact us negatively in any way. And then obviously there's some basic rules. And if something happens, like somebody posts a video without your consent or something, everything will stop and we'll reassess. And that's exactly what happened.
Right. Does she know you're calling into the show or is this on the DLD?
Oh, yeah. No, she knows.
Okay. Well, if she knows, if you want to send me an anonymous pics for my Patreon, you can. I don't do face shots. Everything's anonymous. I don't take pics of anyone that doesn't know they're on the show. Also, because you're calling into my show, I will give you private access to my Discord channel where you could talk to my listeners. On Discord, you could upload your own pics and photos and people could do the same. People are kind of like hooking up over there. It's a lot of X-rated stuff on my Discord. I don't get involved there. Everyone on there pays to get on there, but my callers get to get in for free. So I will send you a link to go onto Discord after your episode airs so you could talk to my community over there. And in the meantime, if you have any kind of sexy pics you want to send, nothing X-rated to me for my Patreon, anonymous pics, that's cool. Send them my way sooner than later so I know that I have them.
Absolutely.
Okay, Alex, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Super Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. It'll be up soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.